no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.
Now, you know, I moved down here to Key Largo back in November and have been living here ever since that time. And I love it here. I really think it is cool being in the tropics and living here. It gets warm. You know, like I have said before, I just don't wear long pants. So, oh, I see it. Dominic says quartz too low. That's how to pronounce his name. Got it. Okay. Esther Waterman says, good morning. Wishing you a blessed day. You as well. So anyway, talking about when I moved down here, one of the things that I did not know was the local flora and fauna, because it's quite different than everything I've grown up with, and nature. And I've lived in places like Kansas City and Seattle. And the other day I was talking to somebody who grew up here. They call them conks, people who have conks are usually people who have grown up here or people who have come here and just basically this is their place. This is their lifestyle. And most of the time, those types of conks are almost like what we would call homeless. They ride around on bicycles, etc. But I was talking to a local, a conk who grew up here. And I said, I have seen these birds, and I see them coming out of my my condo window looking over the bay, and I also see them flying over the state park. And I described it to her, and she said, oh, yeah, that's a frigate. And I thought, what's a frigate? You know, I have never heard of a frigate. And so she said, and this is what's amazing. If you know about frigates, this is going to be somewhat redundant, but I'm going to tie it together because I think it's an amazing analogy for us. A frigate is a bird that spends its life in the air. The one you're seeing in this picture might be a little hard to see that Miroslav put together, but I love the fact that he took the time to go and find it. But this is a male with the big red pouch under its throat. The frigate spends its life flying. A lot of birds fly from here to there to get food, to find mates, to find better weather, etc. But a lot of their time is spent either on the ground or in trees. They don't spend an enormous amount of time flying. The frigate, on the other hand, spends its life flying. Not only that, the frigate is called the man of war. You know why it's called the man of war? Because you're thinking, okay, well, how does it spend its life flying? It doesn't even land to eat or anything like that. No, as a matter of fact, frigates will often scare other birds who have caught food and get them to drop it. And then because literally they spend their entire lives flying, they are so aerodynamic, they're able to swoop down and catch the food that the other bird has dropped before it hits the ground or the water or whatever. So the frigate literally spends its life in the air. It sleeps in the air. And it's amazing to watch. I saw one this morning as I was sitting outside, as I always do, journaling, etc., with Teddy. And I saw one, and it's amazing how they will go, you know, a lot of birds, you'll see them going stroke, 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 stroke. The frigate has up to an 8-foot wingspan. It looks almost like a pterodactyl, and it just goes stroke, stroke, glide, stroke, stroke, glide. And I thought, wow, what a wonderful way to move through life, you know, not this frenetic energy. Now, the frigate does come to land to mate. It doesn't mate in the air. Eagles actually mate in the air, but frigates do not. If you've never seen a video on eagles, it's kind of amazing how they lock talons and mate while they're spiraling to the ground and they finish and they're done. But frigates, on the other hand, do land to mate. So if you're going to, you know, come out of the sky, I guess that's a good enough reason. But here's why I think a frigate is a really good metaphor for us. it spends its life in the air. And by that, I was thinking about our emotional state. Because for so many of us, our emotional states go like this. What makes our emotional state do this? Other people. Almost every time it's other people or technology and stuff, we want to work in a certain way and it's not going to work. And in my opinion, we try to float along. And that's really, for those of you, and I know many of you are part of our complaint-free meditation group, and you talk about how you feel like you're just flying afterwards and it lasts for longer periods of time the more often you do it. A frigate staying in the air is something that I would like to do, not just fly or not fly specifically physically, but to keep my internal heights as high as possible. Trevor Hall does a wonderful song called Maintain Internal Heights. And it's so easy for little things like people knocking us off track. There was I don't want to even mention what kind of a profession it was, but I had a really bad experience recently with a professional. Just kind of like, if I were to tell you, you'd be like, you wouldn't believe me. And anyway, I thought it was done and over with months ago. And then yesterday I get a bill from these people for stuff that I didn't ask for, didn't want and everything. And my internal heights, man, my frigate started diving to the ground. I was flying high. I was feeling good and everything. And then all of a sudden, when I get this bill, I was like, insult to injury. And my frigate just went, my internal heights went like that. But I noticed it. I noticed the feeling that I had inside. I noticed how one moment I was up and the next moment I was really way down. And I said to myself, what if this didn't happen? What if I could move through this without having to land my bird? You know what I mean? And so that's why I think this is such a good metaphor. What if I could move through my life, fly through life, without having to land my bird? And by landing my bird, that means feeling that, how dare they? I can't believe this. This righteous anger, you know? We tell ourselves it's righteous, and it is, I think. It's justifiable. Don't get me wrong. It's not that it's not justifiable. And like I said, if I were to tell you about this experience, you would just be shocked. But then it hit me this morning because I woke up thinking about it. And it's a few hundred dollars. And inside I went, okay, I'm not going to pay it. If you don't pay it, they're going to come after you. If they come after you, it's just like, oh, just pay the money. Keep your bird flying. You know, keep your bird flying. Just let it go. It's not worth fighting. There's a man I know who has built his name is Mark Schellinger. He's built a thing called the SAM Innovation Project. The SAM Innovation Project is a way of getting school principals to spend more time in the classrooms working with teachers. And Mark was a school administrator himself and a superintendent. He came up with this, got a grant from the Wallace Foundation. And at last time I talked to Mark, which was years ago, they had grown to over 800 schools. I'm sure they're over 1,000 now. But one of the things I asked Mark about his success, and he said, you know, one of the things I've learned to do is just, I have to let dozens of things go on a daily basis. I have to ignore things on a daily basis. In other words, he said, I will move through my day and the lighting guy will have promised me that he was going to put the lights over here by this side of the stage for you when you were on the stage speaking as opposed to someone else. And I'll explain that to the lighting guy and then I will walk away and come back and it will not be done. Now, I can get upset with the lighting guy, how dare you, and et cetera, et cetera. I can land my bird, to use our metaphor for the day. And he said, but it's just going to upset me and hurt his feelings and make him less likely. So I go up and just gently remind. I keep gliding. I don't get upset. I go, hey, remember we want to do this. And the person goes, oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. So I want you to consider today that your emotional thermostat, your happiness level, as Daniel, as Dan and I would talk about in the book Happy This Year, that your happiness level is a choice, that your emotional state is a choice. And I want you to consider keeping it like a frigate and keeping it airborne for as long as possible. Don't let things upset you. The old saying of don't sweat the small stuff, and then you hear, well, it's all small stuff, okay? Let me check in, see what everybody has to say, because it's about time for me to ring off so we can do our meditation. Let's see. Hello from Iowa, says Janelle Canavo. Linda Farrell, looking them up yesterday. Looking them up there yesterday. Gorgeous bird. Michelle Doherty found us. Good morning. Glad to see you're here, Michelle. So glad you are here. So anyway, thank you very much. I just love this metaphor. I love this idea of a bird that never lands, you know, unlike a penguin. So don't let your mind be a penguin just waddling around today. Try and maintain your internal heights. Try and focus on what is going well. Try and focus on what you're grateful for. Focus on things that are making you happy. Focus on things that keep that negative feeling of, like I had when I got that bill from the professional organization, going, oh my God, you got to be kidding me. I get terrible. Their motto should be, we provide horrible service and then we bill you for it. Anyway, so you guys have a great day. I'm able to laugh about it now. In the past, I would have been upset about this and maintained it for days and written letters and stuff like that. So, nah, I want to keep my bird soaring. So you keep your bird soaring. And if you're serious about keeping your bird soaring, then join us in the Complaint Free Meditation Program. You go to complaintfreemeditation.com. That is complaintfreemeditation.com. And then you you register and you get a free 30 days in there with us meditating live. We've had six new people sign up in the last 3 days. And the cool thing is we're still getting about 80% of the people who join this program there with us every single day meditating live. So listen, today's Friday. Join us in the Complaint Free Meditation Program. I look forward to seeing you all in that group in 10 minutes. And I've got something very special planned for you on Monday. It's going to be my gift to you. It's part of the fact that we are reopening a lot of businesses, etc. I'm always thinking, what can I do to give you, to support you? And Monday's going to be something special. But I don't want to tell you about it right now because I want you to wonder and I want to make sure you are here. I'm not going to try and sell you anything or anything. I just want to have you here with me. So listen, everybody, thanks so much for being with me. Those of you who are going to join me in the complaint-free meditation program, I look forward to seeing you there in just a moment. I'm trying to drop out my frigate image. There we go. Nope. Jump start. Oh, I got it. There we go. Then I hit transition. See, I'm still learning all this stuff. Thanks, everybody. See you later. Bye-bye.
No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.